Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of Psalm 119, we were talking about how we should rejoice over the Bible as a great treasure. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
You'll notice in verse 162, he says, I rejoice at thy word, as one that findeth great spoil. Now, wow. The word of God is really important to a person who finds it even better than great spoil. It'd be like King David going in and defeating the king and another army and finding this great wagon of gold and just all kind of riches. And he says, Paul, even greater than that is the word of God. Have you watched maybe some of these programs where they have people on video and they do something, they play a practical joke on them and make them think that they've maybe won a great prize, only to find out it was a hoax. Matter of fact, we had friends that their family would get together on Thanksgiving. And the very next day, Friday morning, they'd all go to a local department store that opened at 6 in the morning. And this store would have everything ready. And as people entered, they would give them a box of Cracker Jacks. They'd do this every year. And in the box of Cracker Jacks, they would have inserted some coupons that might say, you know, $10 off, $25 off, or something like that, or some other kind of a deal. And so they had in the family one of the ladies that she was the loudest. And she was the one that always insisted on having her way and tried to run things, although she may not have been the oldest in the family and certainly shouldn't have been the head of the family, but she was that way. And people, not to be embarrassed, not to cross her because she liked to yell and scream, would just kind of let things go. But this time, they had the Cracker Jacks box at home. And one of them made up a false ticket on the computer and put it in the Cracker Jacks box. And it said, you have won a $3,000 shopping spree at this department store. Well, as they were walking in, he made sure that he was ahead of her. And as soon as he received his box, he turned around and handed her the bad box, you might say, that she wasn't suspecting she took it. Well, as soon as he gave it to her, he made sure he disappeared from her in another part of the store. She opened it up, and boy, did she start yelling and screaming. Wahoo! Wahoo! Boy, she was jumping up and down, yelling. Boy, she was so happy. And store managers come running up there. People come running up there. I just won $3,000. Just won $3,000. Just won $3,000. And they looked at it, and as the manager examined it closely, then he was able to show her this was a fake. Somebody pulled a trick on her. Well, she wasn't a happy camper, but everybody else seemed to love it, just like those little video programs that you watch when the guy that has a joke pulled on him does not like it at all, and they're totally disappointed. Well, isn't it that same way? Satan laughs as he deceives us, and he laughs when we lose our reward because we would not endure. We turn to the flesh. And I wonder if he laughs at the person that he's able to convince there are many roads to heaven. You don't have to go through Jesus Christ. And they die and go to hell, and he laughs. Now, friend, we should rejoice at the Word of God with the same type of a joy as that lady had when she thought she had won a large amount of money for a shopping spree. Why? Because we have something money simply does not buy. In Isaiah chapter 26, verses 3 and 4, we read this, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord Jehovah is an everlasting strength." Now, there is peace and strength for the believer, but it's on a condition. That condition is that your mind is stayed on Jehovah our Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ. I think of a baseball player of years gone by that is now in the Hall of Fame, and he was working for a casino in the northern parts of the United States, and a man that had played ball with him had gotten saved and just wanted this player to be saved as well. And so since they had this friendship from their playing days, he started talking to him and witnessing to him about his soul. And this baseball player, he was well-to-do, that had retired into the Hall of Fame, whereas the other guy may not have had as much. As a matter of fact, he didn't have nearly as much. And so this famous player said to him, "What have you got that I don't have?" And this other player that was witnessing fixed his eyes on him and says, "I have peace." And it was like a piercing to the very heart. And this famous player looked at him and said, "You're right. I don't have peace." My friend, do you have the peace of God? And do you have the strength of God when you are opposed by authority over you unjustly? Now that takes us to verse 163 where it says, "I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love." Now, isn't this interesting? For the ninth time in this one psalm, he professes his love for the Word of God. It's the only way that he can feel the power of his that is the omnipotence of God against his opposition. Our God is so omnipotent. Now think about this. We have a dependable God because he is supreme, holy, and omnipotent, and able to perform his will. He is powerful to accomplish his pledges. No power on earth, under the earth, or in the heavens can draw back his hand. The sun, moon, the stars are obedient to his voice. The winds and waves are subject to his will. Jesus spoke and the dead came forth. And day in the future he's going to speak again and the dead will come forth again. He utters his voice, and the sun stands still. John 10:28-29, "He makes my salvation secure, for no one can pluck me out of his hands." We can look into the distant vista of eternity and know that all is well. My friend, it is so wonderful to have the assurance. An assurance that cannot be denied. Our eternity is fixed in the eternal promises of God through His Word. That's why the Psalms here says, "Thy law do I love." How great and how precious is the Word of God. Now we see here cause and effect. In verse 163, a true love for God's will and His Word will cause us to hate and abhor lying. Now let me give you an idea of what is meant in this passage by hate and abhor lying. He's saying it this way, maybe in today's vernacular. I loathe, detest, and find it morally repugnant as well as abominable. Lying is fully refused as a way for my life, and I reject it when I'm tempted to use it in my heart. So this allows not, my friend, for the white lie. Lying is the refusal of acceptance to bear responsibility for my actions, or is to be not satisfied with the place God has given me, and so I tell these stories to exalt myself instead of my Savior. So we lie so as not to face the consequences that hurt our pride, our ego, or our position. Well, my friend, lying is as an enemy, as that prince who opposes me. All liars, Revelation 21:8, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire. God puts the liar there on the same level as He does the murderers. Now, my friend, those kind of weapons, the weapons of lying, cheating, etc., are not the weapons of the Christian. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5 says this, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." Well, my friend, that's the way you deal with your opposition. You bring your thoughts into the obedience of Christ. You go to God's Word and follow its prescription. But then the next O that we see here is in verses 164 and 165. And that O is the O of offense. And he says there in verse 164, "Seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments." Now, the weapons of the opposition are carnal, but ours are mighty. Why? Because we use God's weapons for offense. Now, don't forget, when Jesus was telling us about the church, and He was going to start the local church, He told the disciples that the gates of hell could not withstand it. Now, friend, I don't know about you, but I've never seen anybody attack an army with gates. Gates are usually for their protection. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ. Christ Jesus.